Hello, this is Scott Corbin, pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York, your pastor for the day. Today I'm thinking about faith and the glory of God. In Romans chapter 4, Paul is talking about how it is faith that saves us. It's not works, there's no work of the law we can do, it is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he uses Abraham as an example of the kind of faith he's talking about. He says in Romans 4, 19 and 20, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, and here it is, but grew strong in faith, how? Giving glory to God. Abraham's faith, and we know the story of Abraham, or if you know the story of Abraham, you know that as he'd been given promises by God, he tried different ways to protect himself, to accomplish what God had promised in giving him a son. But eventually he realized, as God made it very clear to him, no, I'm going to give you a son. It's going to be the son of promise who's going to inherit all the promises I've given to you, and it's going to be through you and your wife, Sarah. And Abraham's faith had grown. And what Paul says here is that he grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, contemplating, thinking about the glory of God, overshadowed and overcame any contemplation or any consideration of the difficulty, the physical difficulty of the promises that God had made. Rather than focus on his circumstance of, I'm 100 years old, my wife is well past childbearing years, rather than focusing on those challenges, rather than focusing on the decades since God had given the promise, and he's been waiting all this time, he focused on God. And just as God had taken him out at one point earlier in his life and said, look at the stars. If you can count the stars, you'll be able to count your descendants. And obviously the implication is you can't count the stars, you'll never be able to count your descendants. And boy, was God right. Surprise, surprise. But as Abraham looks at the stars, not only is he just looking at an example of an uncountable number of things, but he's looking at the glory of the heavens. Well, the glory of the heavens are actually the glory of God. For the heavens show the glory of God. So as Abraham contemplates, considers, dwells upon God and God's glory, who God is, how God is a faithful, promise-keeping God, how God has all the wisdom to be able to know how to bring a thing about, as God has all of the power so that nothing can stand in the way of God fulfilling his promises, like nothing can stand in the way of giving a 100-year-old man, a 90-year-old woman, a child. God can do that. They can't do that, but God can do that. Friends, as you think about the promises of God, as you deal with the trials and tribulations of life, and boy, we all have them, don't we? Do you focus on the trial and the tribulation, or do you look at the glory of God? Today, I want to encourage you, focus on the glory of God in the midst of your discouragements, in the midst of your physical trials, your pains, in the midst of the financial griefs or the relational woes, whatever they are, and they're real. They are real problems, but whatever they are, just remember they're not problems for God in fulfilling his promises to you and to his people. Trust in him. Remember, think about what he did for you on the cross through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And grow in love toward God, looking at him, being in awe of God and his glory, his majesty, his beauty, his holiness. And then realize that what for you is a massive problem is for God just a way for him to show you how good and faithful and glorious and powerful he is. Well, I hope that encourages you today. Again, my name is Scott Corbin. I am pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York, and it has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.